And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for joining us. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Central Coast as we begin our broadcast. As we do every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, we stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. And you, that's right, you can call in today at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290 if you're listening on the internet around the country or around the world. We'd love to hear from you. Our guest is going to answer a question for you if you would give us a call, 805-564-1290. But we're also going to talk about the work that she does, the things that she has experienced in her life that have changed her path, if you will. Who knows, maybe from a very early age, she came into this world knowing, this is what I'm going to do. Or maybe it was just last week. The light went on. This is what I've got to be doing. I'm going to write this book, and here we go. But we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. We'll also be talking with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, at the bottom of the hour. Find out what's happening in your world based upon the movement and shifting of the planets in the universe, which is, I don't know if it's expanding or contracting, and you know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter because there's nothing I can do about it either way. I do have to say that I watched a movie this morning, and I love watching this film, partly because of the lead actor, John Travolta, but also because of the theme of the movie. And you may have seen it, and we'll be talking about movies in a program in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to be talking with a gentleman about those movies that are making a difference in the world. Now, the movie that I was watching this morning was called Phenomenon, and I love that movie. It is such a cool film to watch the process that he goes through, but then also to realize that we all have the same potential. Long before he ever says it in the movie, we do. We have the potential to know the things that we need to know to create the things that we want in our lives and in our world. And that's what this program is about, to bring those kinds of pieces of information forward. So without any further delay, we're going to introduce Monique Chapman, the author of Getting Your M&Ms. She is an intuitive a psychic, if you will. She is a life coach of sorts. And I want to welcome you so much to our program, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Richard, for having me.
I'm almost starting to get ahead of myself. My brain's going fine, but it's the mouth that can't keep up. And that happens sometimes when I get talking too fast. Let me ask you, first of all, let's touch upon this whole aspect. I've had a number of, and I often ask them, what do you prefer to be called? What is your title? I've had psychics, so you can call them intuitives, conscious channel, if you will, of the universal mind, and so forth. Do you have a particular title you prefer, or one that best describes you, that it's the best we can do at this point?
Okay. Well, I do have a preference. But before I give you my preference, I want to put the caveat out there that we're all reading energy. Okay, so the work is basically the same. It's the integrity of the person sometimes that makes a difference. I like to be called an intuitive or an intuitionist. And I like that because when you use the psychic, people automatically think psychic hotline, okay? I'm a black woman, and people will say, are you Miss Cleo? And that irritates me, like you wouldn't know how. And the psychic energy, the energy of the word psychic is lower level, if you will. Mm. It vibrates at a lower level. Right. It's right up there with fortune teller. Okay, mm-hmm. And generally when someone's predicting using the word psychic, number one, it rarely comes true. And I'm talking the majority of people that call themselves psychics. Yes, there are some true, genuine people out there who call themselves psychics, and they're truly genuine and working with positive, light energy. But the majority aren't. So I like the word intuitive. It's a little bit softer. Mm-hmm. The vibration's a little bit higher. And when you say you're an intuitionist, people say, what's that? That begs, conversation, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're going to get into conversation today and talk a little bit about the events of the world, be they the present moment or maybe future events that we might look forward to. And I know, having associated for so many years, I still marvel at the number of years it's been with people who are able to provide me and others with the kind of information that is more, from my perspective, it's more confirmation. I already know this stuff, but you know, I'm not feeling really 100% secure in it because of my own emotional stuff, my fears and anxieties. So I need someone on the outside to kind of confirm that what I'm getting, what I'm hearing, sensing is really, really accurate. Is that a fair assessment of what you do? You don't give anybody anything. You confirm what they already know?
Well, everybody has the information. So yes, in a sense, it's confirming what's already known. I don't program people, so if you called me for a consultation, I'm not going to tell you what's happening next Tuesday at 3 o'clock because everyone has the opportunity of choice and the opportunity of free will, and we can do as we choose. And I may look at an energy right now at this moment as it stands, and if you do not follow through with the projected energy that I see for you, that alters consciousness and it alters the result.
Yeah. What I'm going to ask you to do right now, if you would, Monique, first of all, go ahead and bring your level down just a touch. And second of all, I'd like for you also to address the subject of change. That seems to be, I think that the best way to put this is we all want change, but we don't want to change. In other words, we want to be past the transition part. We already want to be in the other place. We don't want to go down the journey.
Oh, exactly. And in order for things to be different, things have to not be the same. So if you're looking to create more money or a relationship or just shift your life or you're feeling healthy and mm-hmm. good, you have to make some adjustments. And sometimes people can hear the word adjustment a little bit easier than they can hear the word change. However, it's still the same. We're just playing semantics. And if you want something different, you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to bring in something. And most importantly, you're going to have to do the work. I work with so many women in particular. They want to get married, but they don't want to date. And, you know, to get to the up the altar and in front of whomever you're going to, you know, stand before, you have to date.
It's
part of the process.
Yeah, I want to run a nuclear power plant, but I don't want to go to school to get the nuclear degree.
No. Well, there you go. You just pop right in there and do it.
And then I have a meltdown, and then we have more problems. And mm-hmm. that's probably why we have more problems in our lives, because we want to skip steps 1 through 7 and go right to 8.
Well, that's part of it. And another part is that we are afraid of ourselves. We
really?
Are afraid to become quiet and get in tune with whom we truly are, because we might discover that we're not fitting into mass mind consciousness, which is actually a good thing. But once we discover that, we're like, oh, no, I'm an outsider. I can't be an outsider. Everybody wants to join the club. And right now, mass mind consciousness is the majority of the club. And that, when you tap into the 11 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 4 o'clock news, the overnight news, whatever news, 24/7, mm-hmm. you're going right into fear, number one. Number two, you're going right into control, mind control. In fact, when you watch TV for an extended period of time, and I don't care what show you're watching, it's mind control. You know why? Those 30-second and 60-second commercials?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're
asking you, directing you, telling you're bad if you don't buy something.
Yeah.
If you're not a size 00 today, Madison Avenue says you're worthless.
Right.
And if you look around at general population, how many of us are size 00?
Yeah.
If you're a man and you have gray hair, oops, you can't have that gray hair and get a job. No, no, no. You better use whatever formula is out there and make yourself into an illusion of something else so that you will fit in within mass mind consciousness.
You know, it's interesting that back in the late 90s and the first couple, 3 years into the 21st century, did not have a television set in the house. Had one in the garage, wasn't plugged in, not for a while. But we didn't have a TV in the living space of the home. And we listened to CDs, whether they were music or teaching, that kind of thing. We had gatherings over at the house. Now, unfortunately, well, it's unfortunate only because of this is just the way that it is. We live heat where we live with a wood burning stove, and so our bedroom is in the living room, which it contains both the wood burning stove and the television set.
Mm.
Now, I personally love cartoons, and I take it at face value that cartoons, as on the whole, are stupid. I know this. I go in knowing this, but I still enjoy watching them. And that's still TV. And yes, I still acknowledge the fact that, you know, there is a level of programming going on there. But again, I go in knowing they're stupid. They're not going to make me any dumber than I am, because I'm going in forewarned, if you will. But I watch a lot of the other programs. There was a television program that came out. I don't know if you caught it. It was only on for a couple of seasons. It was called Jericho. And
no,
it was. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't.
And you probably because you don't watch television.
No, I watch some television.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes you need a diversion.
Right.
But like you, I'm a conscious watcher.
Yeah.
I realize that there is an agenda, a hidden agenda, if you will, underneath what is being shown on the surface.
Well, Jericho was showing this family, this particular town called Jericho, this group of people living out in the Midwest in farm country, and all of a sudden they see these nuclear mushrooms, these clouds, bursting all around them way off in the distance. And, of course, everything electrical goes out, and now they're struggling to find out what's happened. And, of course, not going into the rest of the scenario of this TV show, the only thing that the question that came up in my mind as I'm watching this television program is, what are they preparing us for?
Mm.
That was the only – it's like, this is entertaining. No, I didn't really find it entertaining. I wasn't afraid of it. I wanted to know, why were they going down this road now? I thought it was, and of course, you know, the whole thing plays out. And it's the same thing with these TV shows like V, and the Not So Ordinary Family, I guess that's the title of it, with these people who have been, in, I don't know, affected by some radiation of some sort. Now they have these superpowers.
Yeah.
Heroes, Lost, which went on for, I forget what, 4, 5, 6 seasons, what have you. Again, what is it that Hollywood is not trying to tell us, but as you've already stated, trying to program us with?
Well, there's always hidden agendas, and, you know, I'm not going conspiracy theory here,
but there's always
hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Hollywood is very much in tune with the government. The government's very much in tune with Hollywood. And when you get shows like V, or you get shows like Armageddon, or I can't think of the one that Will Smith was in where the world basically came to an end.
It was, I believe, Independence Day.
Yes. They're preparing us, so should this scenario play out, I mean, they don't want it to, but should it play out, we at least have a clue as to what to do.
Right.
And I mean, there's Area 51 that the government still hasn't come clean with. There are truly aliens that have been captured that are here on Earth, not necessarily captured, but they crashed, so therefore they're here and they can't escape.
Right.
And the government is not being honest with the general public as to what's truly going on. We are doing all kinds of strange espionage deals, if you will, all over the world. Some of it came out with the last war that we were in and the torture. You know, the United States has put out to its people that we are above reproach. We are the best society that's out there. We're basically gods. And now the truth is coming out. So what they're doing is they're planting, if you will, information in TV shows and in movies, and they're preparing us along the way. So should the reality of what we're truly dealing with pop out, they're like, okay, you've had some information, because of course you watched V. I haven't, so I'd be in big trouble, right? But of course you watched V, so now you know what to do when that woman that you thought was so gorgeous and you're dating her and you've created a child together and both her and the child morph into something else.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't be so afraid.
Yeah, because you've seen it on TV.
Yeah, so it has to be true.
Yeah.
If it's on TV, it has to be true.
Well, I remember hearing, these were actually news stories back in the 70s, early 80s, in regards to people who would watch the soap operas. And then when they would see the actor in the grocery store or anywhere else, they would call them by the name of the character in the show. And people would get so wrapped up in the soap operas that they didn't really have a life of their own.
My mother, in case in point, and I love her, she's 89, and now she has Alzheimer's, but I'm talking 50 years ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She would watch soap operas and be so mad at Jill on The Young and the Restless because she was a bad woman, and she couldn't distinguish reality from the fiction. One day she called me. She was really upset. And this is about maybe 20 years ago. She called me. She's really upset. She's crying. I'm like, Mommy, what happened? And she's like, she's all garbled. And she's like, so-and-so died. I'm like, Mommy, who died? I'm trying to think of a family member that was ill, right?
Mm-hmm.
The character on the soap opera died. Okay?
Lord.
And I mean, and she was genuinely upset as if it had been one of her children.
Yeah.
You know, and that's way beyond the pale when it comes to watching TV. And at that point, you know, I told my sister, we have to stop Mom from watching, you know, the soaps and get her out of the house and get her involved in real life. And you know what? 20 years ago, we sent her to school with my youngest nephew, and she was, you know, helping the teacher out. My nephew has since graduated, and she's still helping at 89 years old, still helping the teacher, but she's no longer confusing reality and fantasy.
Yeah.
Even with her Alzheimer's, she's no longer confusing reality and fantasy.
You know, the movie I mentioned at the front of the program, Phenomenon.
I love that movie.
Well, one of the things that I was noticing this morning as I'm watching this, anytime he started to feel as though he was drifting, he was looking up at the treetops.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't so much, I don't think it was that he was looking for the alien ship, as much as he was connecting with nature. And everyone that I've had on this program, when we discuss the issue of getting ourselves centered, says you've got to get back to nature.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, nature is your natural detox. You know, there was, I don't know, maybe about 15 years ago, a big thing. I'm from the East Coast originally in New York, and I used to get teased by my friends after I moved out here. Oh, you're living out there with those tree huggers. You know, you go, you hug a tree. The tree takes all your negative energy out of your energy space, which is known as your aura. It can even take the energy out of your physical space, the negative energy, and you feel so much better. If you go outside, not for those of you who are experiencing cold weather right now.
10 feet of snow.
Off. But if you go outside with your shoes off and you walk on the grass, not the concrete, on the grass, you're grounded to earth. You live in a city, you can't get to a park, go to the store, buy 2 flower pots, pretty good size, big enough to fit your foot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Buy dirt, put the dirt in the flower pot, put the flower pots wherever you feel it's necessary in your home, and once a week put your feet in the dirt.
Yeah. The one scene where he was, he had just had an experience, I think, in the local tavern, and he went back home and he started hoeing and digging up the dirt, and it was almost frenetic of a sort. Finally, he put down the rake and he got down on his knees and he started just digging in the dirt and he started to calm down.
That took all the angst away. That took all of his troubles away, if you will. It gave him a tremendous healing. And, you know, we all have issues where we go to the allopathic doctor, and they're fine because they do serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of what's going on in our life, physical, emotional, and mental, we can heal ourselves by just spending time in nature. Go sit by some water, not the swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
but find a lake, find a river, find an ocean, find a stream, sit by the water, and become quiet and start listening to the sounds. When was the last time someone actually sat and listened to a babbling brook and then got beyond the brook to the crickets that may be chirping or maybe even heard the ants scurrying around?
Mm.
This is all possible to do.
Yeah.
When's the last time you paid attention to the birds when they were making their music?
Oh.
It's all tuning into nature, which gives us a healing.
We had a wonderful experience this morning after the movie. My wife called me into the kitchen and took a look out the front window. We have a little garden out front under an apple tree with a statue of Quan Lin out front, a little bird bath. And, pardon me, and out there were, I don't know, 8 or 10 or more. I think they were pigeons. But they were all the same, and so she concluded they were probably somebody's carrier pigeons or homing pigeons, right? Uh-huh. But they were all right there. They were eating the pyracantha berries and drinking the water out of the little bird bath, and they were there for maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, and there were no, I didn't open the door that scared them or anything, all of a sudden they just took off. And we just sat there and marveled that they had all selected that one spot to settle. And that's one of the things that we love about where we live, which is one of the reasons why I moved here to California into the Central Coast, because I have a large body of water that I get to get near and in if I choose to, and that's the ocean. And I love it. A couple weeks ago, I took my lawn chair out to the beach, sat down with my little recorder, recorded the ocean sounds, and I sat there for like an hour and a half. Didn't say a word. Just watched the birds flying over, the seagulls and so forth, and even people going by. It was extraordinary.
And how did you feel when you left?
I didn't want to leave. I had to come do the show, but I didn't want to leave. I felt very connected. I felt much calmer. And as I've shared on a previous program, you know, I've been dealing with an issue with high blood pressure, but it's due to stress. Not, I mean, I've taken all of the tests that they can give me, and they found nothing in the tests. And I knew, even before I started taking them, it's because something changed in me where I'm not handling the outside world as well as I had been. I'm doing better. I'm getting better. But I knew that's what it was, and so I went out there to release that. And I felt much better. I felt much lighter. And it was good. And so, you know, again, that's what you're encouraging everyone to do. Whether it's a body of water, put your hands in the dirt, get some dirt and put it in a pan or a pot or pots, what have you. It's an extraordinary experience, to say the very least.
Yeah, connecting with Mother Earth.
Absolutely. We're going to connect with you again in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're talking with Monique Chapman. And Monique, before we go to break, give us your website. I know you have a book called Getting Your M&Ms, and we'll find out what those are in just a moment. But what is your website?
My website is MoniqueChapman.com. So my name, MoniqueChapman.com.
And people can go there and they can find out more about you, what you do, how to get in touch with you, to consult with you, and ask you questions if need be, and so forth, to hopefully further their connection, if you will, to themselves. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan, and this is Tell Me Your Story.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Ropa Chari bring you this January health tip.
Here's today's Chari Center of Health powerful quick tip to burn fat. Wake up and work out. Here's a powerful way to burn fat quickly in the morning. As soon as you wake up in the morning, work out for at least 30 minutes to an hour. Studies have shown that working out in the morning has been shown to burn up to 3 times more fat as opposed to working out at any other time during the day. An elevated metabolism throughout the day only means that you'll burn more calories and lose more weight. So on your morning checklist, work out for at least 30 minutes after waking up in the morning and eat a healthy breakfast. Morning exercisers stay with it. Studies have shown that people who exercise in the morning are more likely to still be exercising 1 year later when compared to those who exercise at other times during the day. And morning exercisers have more energy. Although initially you may have to drag yourself out of bed in the morning to exercise, it's worth it. You'll have more energy at work and energy to take care of the kids.
And morning exercisers sleep better. Exercising in the morning will help you sleep better at night, since you hopefully are sleeping earlier to get up earlier. This way, you'll follow your natural sleep cycle. And morning exercisers eat healthier. Getting up early to exercise creates a mindset of doing something positive and healthy, so you'll probably eat healthier. And morning exercisers are in a better mood. Exercising in the morning creates a positive, happy mood, and your mind will feel clear and calm. That great feeling can last all day after a morning workout. Please start an exercise program in the morning and enjoy the many life-changing benefits.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan here, and we are going to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. Beth, welcome to the program again, and because it is sort of our subject today, it seems like it dovetails right into the conversation we're going to have dealing with the stars, sun, the moon, and the stars, and change.
Absolutely, Richard. Thanks again for having me, and thank you, Monique. I am just so grateful. This was a really good show. This has been a really good show. And yes, there are a lot of planets and asteroids in the sign of Aquarius right now, and Aquarius is all about change. Sometimes it's really radical and seeming to come from outside you. Sometimes it's you're finally taking action on something you've been thinking about for a long time. But I'm in my practice, especially in the last 2 days, I'm seeing so many people with changing jobs, changing relationships, moving to another location. Lots of stuff happening. And so if you're going through that, you're right on target.
So you're on target.
You're in tune.
You're in tune, and so don't worry about it. Don't get freaked out. Now, Amrita I'm not going to tell how many, but she just celebrated a milestone birthday.
Awesome.
And I remember the one thing that she shared with me, and I thought this was an interesting observation. It had nothing to do with the milestone that she had achieved. It had to do with how she got there. It's like,
yeah,
I can't believe I'm already here. How did I get here?
How did I do this?
Well, I said that when I turned 50.
Yeah.
How in the world did I get? I was just 17 yesterday.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. You know, Aquarius is the visionary, and it really focuses on the end goal a lot more than the actual footsteps. You know, and yeah, and sometimes, you know, we get way too hung up on the footsteps and we lose sight of the vision. You know, we get to where we're sweating the small stuff. And so Aquarius begs us to keep our eyes on the prize and keep moving forward.
How funny. So
yeah.
We have several projects that are on her to-do list that she wants to accomplish, and we're working in that direction.
Awesome.
It is happening, but I have a feeling that probably not as fast as she would like, which is, I guess, pretty typical.
Well, yes. And that gets back to, you know, some of your basic Buddhism 101,
mm-hmm.
You know, where you know, we have to let go of a lot of the emotion that we have around stuff and stop judging it and trust the pace and the divinity of the pace, trust the process and the divinity of the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that it all serves. Everything has a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, we have these and I love the ideas that she comes up with. It's just I guess I'm the one that's more focused on the steps and saying, okay, not so much, okay, what are the steps, but how are we going to take those steps? How are we going to make that happen? I get into that mode. But once we start, we have everything together. We have all the pieces of the puzzle. Now it's time to put the puzzle together. I really enjoy that, and we do great having a lot of fun putting that together.
Yeah, you guys are an awesome team.
Well, thank you. Now, if people want to get more information about what's going on, they can get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Beth, I want to thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
Awesome.
All right. It's right before Valentine's Day.
I know. We'll talk about love.
Well, okay. I'll get permission that I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't spill any personal details. Yeah,
you got it.
Don't upset the wife.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Thanks again, Beth.
Thank you.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We'll be right back.
Tuesday night, the Westmont Warriors continue their push towards the GSAC playoffs as they hit the road to take on the Vanguard University Lions. And you can hear all the action live on AM 1290. I'm John Martini. Join me from the pit in Costa Mesa Tuesday night. It all starts with the pregame show at 7:15, tip-off 7:30. Exciting Westmont basketball at Vanguard here on your Warrior Station, AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. They want to get you a mail road right now before they go. No, go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Real gardening starts with the soil. Why? Because plants live in the soil and they can't get up and move if their environment goes bad. You can, however, do something to improve your soil. Whether you're planting a new garden or want help with your existing one, call AgriTurf at 569-2257 to schedule your consultation now. George Schnackenberg at AgriTurf has the lowdown on what's up with your soil. So if you think you have tired soil, call 569-2257.
AgriTurf has everything your garden needs on Las Positas and Modoc.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Tell me your story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I'm here with Monique Chapman. We're talking about change. We're talking about a lot of different things. And, of course, from Beth McDonald, that is what's happening now. A lot of things are shifting, moving, and we can see the outward manifestations of those, Monique. As we look around the world and we see different parts of the world, there's change going on, and there's big change in some instances, and it's the people who are asking for that change, whatever it is. And yet we as individuals, and maybe it's here in the West, to use that locale definer, if you will, we don't tend to do that. We don't tend to ask for the things we want. Sometimes we're in the mindset of, I'm entitled, so give it to me. And that doesn't always work. Or, I'm not entitled, keep it away from me. Mm-hmm. Attract or repel.
Yeah, and
what suggestions do you have for us to make that shift to start getting the things that we really wanted? And again, this goes to the core, what we really want in our lives.
Well, you know, Richard, I'm glad you emphasize that word really, because a lot of people don't know what they really want, and they don't have any clarity whatsoever as to what step they want to take or what direction they want to go in. So it's imperative that people start to write, and writing is becoming an ancient art form.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's really sad, but if you don't want to write, type into your computer or your BlackBerry or your Droid, it doesn't matter, but get your ideas out of your head to where you can see them.
Mm.
Start journaling. And I don't like to journal. I will be very honest. I say it all the time on my radio shows. I don't like to journal, but when I do journal, it shifts my life. Now you would say, well, okay, Monique, if it shifts your life, how come you don't do it all the time? Because I don't like to journal. I have stuff to work on, too.
Yeah.
But if you will start to write, that helps you get clarity.
Yeah.
If you want more money in your life, how much money do you want? you know, what do you truly envision seeing in your bank account? Now, if you have $0 right now and no job and not even looking for a job, don't think that you're going to have $1 million next week. It's not going to happen. I mean, you may get lucky and hit the lottery, but mm-hmm. that's few and far between.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have the mindset to manage the money, guess what? A year from now, you're still back in the same spot with no money. But if you have nothing right now and no prospects for a job and you're really wanting to shift your energy, get clear into with the amount of money you want to have into your bank account on a weekly basis. Maybe it's $400 a week. Maybe it's $200 a week. Maybe it's $1,000 a week. When you say that number out loud, pay attention to what's going on in your body. Is your body relaxed or does your body all of a sudden tighten up? Because if your body is relaxed, your soul and your spirit, you just feel good all the way around, you're on the process of bringing in that money. You're on that path. If that number doesn't feel comfortable to you, especially when you say it, your body kind of cringes and tightens, well, it's imperative at that point in time you shift that number to a different number, a lower number, a number that your mind, body, and spirit can wrap its mind around, if you will, so that you can start to create that, attract that number into your life and still obtain more. Now, with obtaining that, it's important to use the energy of intention. So it is my intention to earn $500 a day or whatever your number is.
Mm-hmm.
But put that intention out there. And as you put the intention out there, the universe knows that you're serious about bringing this amount of money in, and the universe will get right behind you so that you can bring this money in. Same thing with love. If you're looking for a relationship, take out some paper and write down a list of 150 qualities that you want in a relationship. No more, no less. And yes, I said 150. I work with people that say, oh, that's too many. I said, well, do you like what's in your life right now? They're like, no. And I said, well, if you get clear about what it is that you want, you can start to attract that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. All you have to do is make your list, and it should take you a good 4 to 6 weeks to create. You know, based on the conversation I listened to during the break, you've been with your spouse for quite a while. I've been with mine for quite a while. You just didn't do it by happenstance,
mm-hmm.
okay? You were very clear on what you wanted. She was clear on what she wanted, and then you came together, and it's a dance of give and take along the way.
You know, it was only a week or two after she and I met, she showed me the list.
Mm.
She actually did make a list
mm-hmm.
of what she wanted. It was extraordinary. And I'm not recalling all of the elements, but I think that I came in to maybe 75 to 80% of that list that I recall, which was interesting. And of course, she filled out probably 75 to 80, 85% of my list. So it was really very interesting. So you are correct. You put that, you get it out of your head, because isn't that, let me put this in the form of a question. That list, isn't it a primary, or I want to say preliminary form of manifesting what you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first step. The first step is to have clarity. If you don't know what you want, if you don't have clarity around what you want, you'll get it. Case in point, when I was much, much younger, I did a list. And I wanted the guy to be just as psychic as I was and to have all these other qualities. So I did my list and I was doing it. I attracted a guy. He had about 70% of what I wanted on my list. And between 70 and 85%, you're right there in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
However, on my list, I didn't specify that I wanted someone who didn't do drugs, and I didn't want someone who didn't smoke cigarettes. This guy smoked cigarettes and did drugs. I had to release him and let him go because I was not clear.
Okay.
So it's truly important to be extremely clear. Look at all the possible facets that you could possibly bring into your life and get clarity. Now, once you have your list, it's mutable. You can change it whenever you want. That's the wonderful thing. You can change, just like what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't suit you, switch gears.
So you have a choice. Speaking of change, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. You can either continue mm-hmm. on in your life and allow it to sort of unfold as it has been, And yes, there will be change along the way, but you probably won't have anything consciously to do with it. Or you can not enjoy where you are today and start making conscious choices to change it the way you would like it. And that's what we here at Tell Me Your Story are trying to encourage you to do with bringing you these quote-unquote new paradigms for a new world. We give you these choices, the knowledge of these choices, the depth, if you will, so that you can then go out and do it yourself. Because, quite honestly, I can't do it for you. Monique can't do it for you. You have to do it for you. And it really comes down to, I know this is, for some, it's a dirty word, personal responsibility. I think the FCC is going to take me off the air now for saying that. But that's what it comes down to. I went through some programs back in the 80s, LifeSpring and some others, and got caught up in that as well. But I had a great experience. And one of the things that really frustrated everybody, including me at the time that I heard it, and then, of course, I would repeat it to other people when they were feeling not so great, was if you didn't want to be where you are right now, you wouldn't be there. But obviously you want to be where you are right now because guess where you are? Right where you are. I realize that's long and convoluted, but nonetheless, there is no other place that you want to be other than where you are. You've made those choices. Same here. There's no other place that I want to be than here right now talking with you, Monique, about these things. And if I didn't want to be here, well, I'd be somewhere else.
Right.
So when we start to get a hold of that concept, what was it? I wish I knew who the I'm great on some of the quotes, but not who quoted them. But it has to do with the choices of the past have created your present, and the choices of your present will create your future. So make them good ones. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Well, when I sign up for my radio show, I tell folks that the most important choice that you make is what you choose to make important.
Mm.
Because it is.
Yeah.
And we're all making a choice, consciously or unconsciously. Every time we take a breath, we're making a choice. Mm. And like you said, if you don't like the situation you're in, do something about it. You know, if you feel that you need to be at a different station in life, let go of the people that are holding you in the station that you're in and surround yourself with a new circle of friends or acquaintances or business partners, whatever it is that you need. We can all make the shift. In this economy, as interesting as it is, and I'm not going to, you know, put any illusion out there that it's not very interesting. However, there's still millionaires being made each and every single day.
Yeah.
But the focus is slowly shifting from having all of the material to becoming more of the spiritual. Now, don't misunderstand me. You need the material to survive. This is earth plane, and the medium of exchange is money.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well have enough so that you're comfortable for yourself, and then you can set out and do the work that you truly heartfelt want to do. But it's a matter of making the proper choice and getting clear, getting to know yourself. Now, ask yourself this question. Everybody listening, ask yourself this question. Who am I? Take some time and write that down.
Mm.
Because who you think you are is going to define what you have in your life.
Now, let me ask you to clarify the question, who am I? You're not looking for the answer, I am job title.
Well, no, I'm not looking for that because you're not the job title.
Okay.
I'm not a nurse.
I'm not a broadcaster. I'm not a ditch digger. I am.
You're not a husband.
Right.
You're not a brother. You're not an uncle. You're not a grandfather. Who are you?
Hmm.
Not what society defines you as, but who are you at your true soul essence? Who are you?
Hmm.
When you came into this life and you were a baby, most of us were, maybe some of us were hatched, but most of us were babies. When you were a baby, who were you? Think back. Who were you? That was before you were innocent, you were wide open, the veils were not completely covering your soul, so you couldn't see who you were. Who were you?
Hmm.
And if you can't figure it out, take some time with yourself in a quiet space and just be quiet. Another way to discover who you are, and this is quite interesting, is to take one of those eye patches that you see. You can get at the drugstore.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Yes.
And for 3 hours out of the day, and take it on a day where, you know, you're going to be home most of the day. So the first 3 hours that you have it on, you cover left eye, right eye, it doesn't matter. But experience life seeing through one eye. And then for the second 3 hours, experience life seeing through the other eye. And then for the final 3 hours, so you've got 9 hours total, put a blindfold on and go about your day.
Ooh.
And that will truly help you define who you are, because you're going to be more in tune to smells, what you hear, what you feel.
Interesting.
And because you're more in tune to the other senses that are not necessarily your predominant sense, your mind is going to become quiet, the ego is going to subside, and your true soul's essence will rise to the top.
You know, I did something similar to that, only it wasn't with covering my eyes. It was having a day of silence.
Mm.
And for somebody like me in this line of work, are you kidding me? A day? An hour? 10 minutes? that was quite an experience. And the only way, and this was with my first wife, who was totally blind, and fortunately she knew sign language. And so I knew sign language. I don't remember much of it now, but then I did. So at least I was able to sign, she would know what I was trying to communicate.
Uh-huh.
And whereas I have not done that since, but that is also a very interesting experience in and of itself, because you wonder then sometimes if some of the things that you say are really, really necessarily, if they really need to be said.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not that you're not important and what you have to say isn't important, but sometimes we just talk just to hear ourselves talk.
Yeah, we've all got that friend that babbles forever.
That'd
and
be
sometimes
me.
Sometimes you see the caller ID and you go, okay, am I in the mood for this or am I not?
Yeah, yeah.
<You know?
laughs> Well, it's to me, that's an extraordinary experiment. Actually my ex-wife, she also did the same thing with a day of silence. And so we did the same sign language thing, but I have to give her a great deal of credit when she did it, because I went and I made her a cup of tea and I felt so bad about it at the time, and I ended up spilling it in her lap and she didn't utter a sound.
Oh, wow.
I'm going, are you kidding me? That has to be hot. And not one sound.
Wow.
And it was not on purpose. It was truly an accident, but nonetheless. Well, we have a few minutes left to talk a little bit more about you and your, I don't know if this is your latest work, but it is the book that you have out right now called Getting Your M&Ms. And this is not one that melts in your mouth, not in your hand. The two M's stand for money and men. Now, this book is geared more towards women than men, I would take it.
It's written for women because I needed to heal my relationship with women. I do very well with guys. Before I started my own business and, you know, doing this 20 years, I was an executive sales rep traveling all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I hung out with guys a lot because that's who was doing it, you know.
Right.
Very few women were in the field at the time. And I could hang out with a guy, tell a dirty joke just as well as a guy, laugh at it, whatever. When it came to women, I wasn't that soft. I wasn't that endearing. So I wanted to heal my relationship with women. So as women were coming to me, I was looking at what two avenues really troubled them the most, or where they had the most difficulty creating in their lives, and it was men and money.
Hmm. Wow.
So, and most of the women that came in, they had read a book called The Rules, and I haven't read it, so I don't know all of what it entails, but basically it was manipulation to get a man into your life. And that may work to attract him, but you won't keep him doing that. So I wanted to share with women how to attract a man and how to keep him. I wanted to share with women how to attract money into their lives, their own money, not someone else's, where they don't have to go out and be the quote-unquote gold digger to bring it in, but attract their own money and bring it into their lives so that they can live a fulfilled life and have happiness and joy.
Well, I would take it that you're going to be using even some of the techniques you've shared with us here on the program today.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Definitely the 150.
Yeah.
Definitely getting clear on the amount of money that you want to have come into your life.
Now, on that point, does it have to be – now, again, I acknowledge what you said before. You know, if you're not working and you have no prospects of anything coming in the next 2 weeks, don't expect it to fill up with $1 million. But let's say you're out there and you're doing your thing and you're earning your money. You make this list and you do the money thing. Does it have to be – realistic, or do you, again, you use that internal gauge if you're relaxed and comfortable as opposed to anxious and hyper alert, if you will.
Uh-huh.
That's your barometer as to whether or not that is an appropriate dollar figure for you to start putting out there today.
Yeah, so that would help definitely, because if you're down, low energy, depressed, you're not going to create. I mean, that's just the bottom line, or what you do create is crap. So you don't want to be in a space of creating caca in your life, because
no.
You can do that without consciously creating, and we're talking about conscious co-creation here.
We've been doing enough of that.
Enough for everybody to have whatever it is that they desire. It's just a matter of, you know, as I said earlier, getting the clarity around that. So if you want to be fanciful about it, you can be. What I do is I give out my amount and I say this or something better. That way, if I'm only asking for $1 million and the universe wants to give me $10 million, who am I to stop them? So this or something better.
Right, right. Well, I think I need to start practicing that myself. Certainly would love to have a bit more than what I'm doing now to do some of the things, to go some of the places, to help some of the people that are in my life, or maybe not just yet. And again, that's another aspect of this process, I think, and that is the giving. I mean, it's all wonderful to receive all of these great things that we have on our list, but there also has to, I think, am I correct? There has to be sort of a reciprocation to the universe?
Oh, most definitely. Everything's energy, and there's an equal exchange for energy, an equal exchange every second of the day. And you never get something for nothing, ever.
And it may not take the form that you think it should, but it does happen.
Yeah, and you know, if you give someone a smile that you don't know and make eye contact with them when you're out walking on the sidewalk, that might come back to you with $10,000. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. So start smiling.
A lot.
Because you just never know. Monique, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. MoniqueChapman.com is your website, and Getting Your M&Ms is the title of your book, and people can get that book and get in touch with you through MoniqueChapman.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your time and your story with us.
Thank you for having me, Richard. I greatly appreciate it.
And we look forward to talking with you again. Do you have any materials on the horizon, books and so forth?
I'm in the process of writing a book now, and I keep changing the title, so I don't want to put it out there. But it's assisting people to get right in tune with their own intuition so that they can use it right in real time each and every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you on that work when it is ready.
Okay.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. I'd like to hear from you. Send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com, richard@richarddugan.com. Go to our archives, richarddugan.com, the radio shows page, and take a listen to this or any other program over the last 3.5 years. Until next Saturday at this same time, Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Love to Lal.